There are many holidays and many holiday traditions, and among the traditions that's newly installed in Wilkes-Barre is the annual production of the Rocky Horror Show at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre. And there are different ways and different times for you to attend. But one of the things that we accept as a kind of motto for their productions, a voice asks, is it different from last year? And the answer, darlings, it's always different. The Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre presenting the Rocky Horror Show October 30th, 31st, and November 1st. And they have sent as emissaries to talk about this year's show, Zach Rossetti, who has the role of Brad, and Kayla Kay, who plays Columbia.
Kilbert Rubio is directing. I've worked with him in other theater companies before as an actor, so it's great to be working with him as a director. We're kind of taking a more classic approach that's going to be based off of the 2015 New Zealand revival of Rocky Horror, and it is a beautiful piece. We're having a lot of fun with it, too, while still staying true to that classic stage vision for it.
Tell us, what was your first experience with Rocky Horror in any form?
So my first experience with Rocky Horror was not the classic Tim Curry movie. My first experience with it was actually the Glee episode, which then led me to the Tim Curry film. And then I went to see it at a drive-in once with the shadow cast. And then I was like, one day I've got to be a part of that. Little did I know what that entailed.
And you've been in theater all along, singing and doing all kinds of theater?
Yeah, I started doing theater in fourth grade at Carbondale Area High School. Shout out to Mrs. Cliff. She's retired now, but she was one of my favorite educators. And then I went through the ranks at Carbondale Area, went to school at Mansfield University, did a few shows there, and then moved to the area and started directing, being in shows, working with great people. And then what's unique about me is I also coach two different sports. So I'm like all over the place, covering all sorts of different angles. But music has always been like the central point that I come back to.
Do you live up near Carbondale?
I do. I live right in Carbondale, right around the corner from Frank's Place Restaurant.
So you are traveling every day and back.
A little triangle. I live in Carbondale, work at Abington Heights Middle School, then I go on up to rehearsal at Little Theater.
So that tells you how much you really wanted to be part of this production.
Oh, yeah. And the cast that I'm with is great. Rachel, who plays Janet, she's phenomenal. Ray, who plays Frank. Eric, who plays Rocky. It's just there's talent surrounding every single one of us.
We know that Little Theater is known for its musicals, especially, and the live musical aspect. So that must be an exciting thing for an actor.
Yeah, it is. Around this area, when you work in theater, you get a lot of tracked shows that, you know, you can't find the pit musicians for it. But this is going to be my first experience in community theater in the area with a live pit, and I'm so excited for it.
What is it that attracts you most about Rocky Horror? The zaniness, the change in the character from day to night, the madness. Why do you love it so?
So for me with Rocky, I've always been playing it safe in theater. I've never had to push my comfort zone at all. And so I went in and I had my eye on two different roles, but I knew which one I wanted, and that's the one I'm playing, because I wanted to break out of this comfort zone. Like, over the summer, I did Shrek and I did Annie at other theaters, and those are pretty in-the-box characters. I mean, fairy tale creatures in Shrek, that's not very isolated. But this is something that I've never done before, and I don't want to explain it for those who aren't familiar with Rocky, but it's going to be fun.
Zach just talked about Brad and how it's a different kind of role for him. How about you, Kayla, and Columbia?
Columbia's very, like, oh gosh, she's very girly. She's all over the place. She's, like, hyper. It's the best way I can describe her. She does have a little dark side to her, though. She does.
And what about your background in theater?
I've been doing theater for, oh God, so long. A long time.
Have you worked at Little Theater before?
I have. The first show I did was a live orchestra. Yeah, that was the first live orchestra I've ever had at all. And I loved it. It was so much better.
Rocky Horror is known for audience involvement, callbacks, yelling out at the actors, and even tossing things at them. How are you preparing for that?
Well, our cast is very versed in the callbacks. We have a lot of Rocky traditionalists. So our Dan, who plays Dr. Scott, he hits us with a lot of them. And then Ray and Morgan, they've been around Rocky at Little Theater. Eric, who is playing Rocky, actually directed a production of Rocky in the past.
It's something like comedy, isn't it? Where you have to get a sense of how many beats to take before you can continue with your dialogue. Kayla, do you have that experience?
I do, but not so much to where they're actually saying words and sentences. So for me, step one is, oh my gosh, don't laugh. Do not laugh.
And for me, with never being, like I was saying before, never being around Rocky in this type of atmosphere, getting used to the callbacks for me is the hardest part. I actually asked every time we run a scene, I'm like, I want the callbacks now so I can be ready for what I might come across.
How about preparing your characters? Are you channeling your inner Brad? Are you channeling your inner Columbia? What's involved when these are not characters like Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman?
Yeah, for me at least, I've watched a couple different clips. YouTube is the greatest tool an actor has right now, as you can take so many different personalities and try to find which one fits the way you're going. So I pulled some stuff from Barry Bostwick, some stuff from this 2015 revival, and even looking at the other characters too. Like, you could pull a little bit of Brad out of Frank, you could pull a little Brad out of Eddie, and we all talk about how Rocky is made from different people, but truly the entire cast and that each character is made from. They are all intertwined so beautifully, where you don't know where they're gonna start from or end up.
Does your character develop at all?
Yeah, Columbia goes through a few things. I mean, it would be spoiling if I do say, but some heartbreaks, actually. Then at one point, she does kind of just go like, well, you know what?
Most folks who go to see Rocky Horror go to have an experience, not just to watch a show and tap along to the songs.
Yeah, I've been talking to some other people who have been a part of the cast for years to come, and it's kind of like, you know, you see on Broadway all these people who have played the Phantom of the Opera go to see the other Phantom of the Operas, and I've been, like, several other brats have reached out to me, and they're like, can't wait to see what you do with the character, which adds a lot of pressure, but at the same time, I'm like, in this area with theater, you kind of look up to people, and it's a tight-knit circle, so it's like, I can't wait for these people to come see what I am going to do with the character they played.
We know we're living in stressful times, and we often ask those people who are here around the art scene table whether whatever it is that they're involved in terms of arts and culture, isn't it something that we especially need now?
You know, where we're at right now, we need to find ways to break away from the reality. And there is no piece of art that lives up to, you know, I need to break away from the dark times that we're in the world, then Rocky Horror. You're going to come laugh. You're going to come cry. You're going to throw things in the air. And you know what? You get to yell whatever the first thing that comes to your mind is. And you can't do that everywhere.
Not just yell out, but as you say, throw things. What about those bags?
We actually are not allowing them to bring their own, but we are supplying. We are supplying prop bags that I believe we as a cast are stuffing Saturday.
Yeah, we are.
And your set, is it castle-like?
It's being built right now.
Yeah, it is being built as we speak. So if we're being honest, we're kind of still...
Tonight's a lot of firsts for us.
You say this production takes a kind of traditional approach. What about costumes then? Brad and Janet, at least at first, are pretty conservative, right?
Brad's going to start in a bow tie and a jacket, and, you know, by the end of it, we'll get to the stuff that everyone comes for.
What about the fact that it is edgy? We know that going in.
Yeah, our team is very good to us with what we're comfortable with. But for me, I work in many different fields, and I'm telling people who would traditionally come see me in theater, it's like, listen, this one, I don't know, maybe set this one out. And that, like, for me, that is especially hurting my 12-year-old sister who has never missed a show ever. I'm like, no, you are not coming to this one. Not this time. Foot down.
Any reaction to that?
Oh my God, actually, kind of an opposite story. My family has loved Rocky for years. They used to go to the midnight shows. They've already been to the one at Little Theater a few years ago, but I was too young and they were like, oh, well, we can't take you. But now that I'm in it, I was kind of like the same impression as Zach. I'm like, well... I mean, they've already seen it, I guess.
And Kayla can attest. I in rehearsals, I have to pump myself up about 12 different times before we block something or we run something, just because it's like I said, it's a mental blockage, the stuff I've never had to do before. So all audiences can enjoy, but, you know, let's keep in mind who we're bringing around before we enter those doors.
Just in general, Zach, you mentioned that you also coach sports. Is there any crossover between the work you do in theater and the sports that you perform?
You know, it goes in and out. You never know. Sometimes they're like, we need someone who can throw something really far. All right. I've been around baseball my whole life. You need me to chuck something 50 yards? I can do it. And then we have a connection. We're both Denver Broncos fans.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We're talking sports at rehearsals and everything. And I come from a school district where one of the reasons I broke into theater was my school district did West Side Story before I was able to be a part of the high school musical. And the director, Tressa Nabrowski, she doesn't direct anymore. She teaches English, though. Going to give a shout out to my English teacher. She actually somehow got the entire Carbondale area Charger football team to be the Jets and the Sharks. And that was one of the reasons why I went into theater. That is part of the story.
That's different than my theater story.
What is yours?
So I went to middle school at Bear Creek, and then that's when I did my first few shows, and Allison Barnes was my director. I'm not sure if she still does theater up at that school, but I miss her. She was a great director, definitely. And she told me, she was like, you know, you're really good at this. You should keep going. And I was like, that's when I was a few years before entering high school. I was like, maybe. And then I kept going and I was like, no, like, I love doing this. And my grandma was like, please, please keep doing it. She was like, you love it. She was like, I could just see the difference.
Well, tell us how and where we can see this.
We open the 30th. We have a 7 o'clock show on the 30th, two shows on the 31st, two shows on Halloween. So we have our 7 o'clock regular show. And then we have our more intense midnight show, Midnight Rocky, as it's called.
And you can dress up in your Halloween costume.
Yeah, dress up as your favorite Brad, Janet, Frank. Dress up as me if you want. So that's the Midnight Rocky. And then we have a show on November 1st, Day of the Dead as well.
Actors Zach Rossetti and Kayla Kay. Zach playing Brad and Kayla playing Columbia at the 2025 edition of the Rocky Horror Show at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. The show opens on October 30th and runs the 30th, 31st, and November 1st. And, of course, there will be a midnight show Thursday, October 30th. It's 8 p.m., Friday the 31st, 7 p.m., and midnight, and then Saturday, November 1st, 8 p.m. For more information on the web, ltwb.org, ltwb.org. The annual production of the Rocky Horror Show at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street, shows on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. Thursday, October 30th at 8 p.m., Friday, Halloween at 7 in the evening, and again at midnight, and Saturday, November 1st at 8 p.m. For more information on the web, ltwb.org.